Welcome to another Games Talk Live, episode number 118, I believe. I am back, so is Hargeet Chani. We are both back here this weekend to give you another fun-filled show of, well, I would say epic proportions, but you know what? There's not a lot going on out there, but we've got some topics to talk about. And of course, before I get into all of those, I want to just ask Hargeet here how he's been this week and what he's been up to. Have you played anything this week, Hargeet?
Still haven't kicked off anything. I'm going to go back to PAL World, but I'm very curious what tomorrow brings. There's supposed to be some announcement at ID at Xbox, right? There's a showcase with IGN tomorrow for Xbox, and PAL World's supposed to bring something to it. But I'll see if I can kick that off tonight. But I've not actually played anything for months, mostly because of this thing over here, which is my book. So you can go up here to like that URL and you can go pick up the book if you want to. If you want a signed copy, there's bundles for a signed copy. Otherwise, you can just go to, it's up on Lulu and on Amazon. You can go pick it up. So I've basically been spending most of my last few months just writing this book. And this is one of the images. This is the main ship of the main protagonist. So,
yeah. And
go check it out.
And you've been very passionate about this for the past few months. So yep. I'm going to go ahead and put that link in the chat for you guys. It's also in the description of this video. So if you guys are thinking about picking up this book, do so there at shop.chani.us.
Yep.
I'm sure he would appreciate that. Again, not only is the book being for sale, but you've also got things that you're selling with it. Like you've got merchandise and stuff, right?
Yeah, I basically, like, I had made a whole bunch of graphics. And as I found out how much it costs to print the book with the graphics, I'm like, forget it. It's just way too expensive. So I took all the graphics out and then I'm like, hey, I can make merch. Let's create some merch. So Everborn had mentioned, hey, why don't you set something up, right, and put it up with signed copies, and you can have certain tiers and there could be limits and stuff. I didn't have that many limits, but I figured, okay, I'll just give you both options. You can just buy the book if you want to. If you want to buy the merch, you can buy that. And then if you want to buy a signed copy, it'll be with, there's multiple bundles, but like one with like a mug and then a couple other things if you want, whatever, right? So up to you if you want to go to those levels. But I figured, what the heck? I made all these graphics. Why not use it? So yeah,
for sure. And by the way, my camera keeps freezing, guys. So just so you know, I'm staying on top of that. I've got to go back out, come back in every once in a while. I don't know why it's doing this. It's gotten progressively worse. Man, I just, you know, and I just got this camera like 2 months ago. I had a camera that failed on me. I got another one, and now this one's like playing games. Anyway, speaking about playing games, I have played nothing but like Fallout 4, a little bit of that.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You know, I meant to get another game this week that dropped, but I decided not to for various reasons. And we'll get into that a bit later when we talk about that topic, because, of course, that is probably going to be a good spicy topic to discuss. I want to say hello to the chat for being here today. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate you guys. Stilofax, Sappho, it's Timmy version 2. We've got Live Supremacy, Talos Ray. We've got So Shady in the chat, Biff Rinaldi. I don't really want to miss anybody, but you know, there's a lot of you. Mass Produce, Rachy, thank you very much for being here today. The Elemental Hero, the Shadow Link, Dragon Wolf King. What a name. Say that five times fast. Yeah, can't. Sith Lord, shout out to you with the $2 super chat saying, hi, how are my two favorite Sun Knight gentlemen? What? What is that? Sith.
I don't know.
Don't make things weird. Please don't. No, Sith's not weird. Good guy. Great guy, actually.
You did something else this week, right? You had your new podcast, right?
Yeah, as I fix my camera, of course. The camera is just doing real numbers on me today. Anyways, I did have my podcast this week, the first episode of This Mysterious World on that channel, so you can find it here on YouTube or Spotify. I did put it out on Spotify afterwards, so it came out the day after, because it honestly, since Spotify took over Anchor, they bought them out. Spotify no longer, or at least Anchor used to put up your podcast on all the streaming platforms themselves. Well, Spotify's like, nope, screw you. You're going to do it yourself. And so I had a hard time getting it on all the platforms and stuff, especially Apple. Holy crap, did I have to jump through hoops to get it on Apple Podcasts. And my camera freezed again. I am like so irritated with this camera today.
Is it, it's got a USB external. Is it an external camera?
Yeah.
Maybe you just like unplug it for it and plug it back in. Maybe it'll.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try that again. But I did that earlier too, and to no avail, really. Anyways, we'll see what happens. You know, if anything, I'll just shut the ding dang thing off, as Colt might say, because he doesn't cuss like that. Doesn't matter. You're here. That's all that matters, folks. You're here to watch the show. You can hear me. You can hear Hargeet, and we've got some cool things to talk about. But yeah, I did the show, and here's the cool thing about doing that other show. It's not just, you know, game talk. So when you get a lull in gaming news, I get something else to talk about, and it's the weird, the crazy, the strange, the unexplained, the paranormal. Which, speaking of paranormal, I'm in talks with getting a paranormal researcher onto my show, so hopefully that happens soon. And there's my camera again. Son of a crap. Yeah. Yep. It's just going to be that way. It's going to be one of those shows, Hargeet. One of those shows. Anyways, I got to fix that. I didn't have a problem with it the other day, but for some reason it's telling me, yeah, you're going to have a problem with it today. Let's go ahead and now you're in my spot. Now it says
yep.
that you're Fonz. It's okay. Whatever. I don't give a crap about this sort of ding-ding thing. Okay, let's talk about, let's get into a first topic. Seriously, let's just play. So the game that I've been playing lately is Fallout 4. It just got a free next-gen update that hit Xbox and PC as well. I don't know, really. This thing didn't really bring much. However, currently, this free upgrade isn't available for the PS5 gamers. Anyway, not free, right? So,
well, but that's it's not available for people who got it in PS Plus. Or if they got it in PS Plus Extra, it is available.
Essential. No. It's coming to PS Plus Extra, I thought. I don't think it's ready there.
If you have it in PS Plus Extra, it's available. But there's a glitch. But free, there's some glitch.
There's a glitch where you have to pay for it in Extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the key.
No, so it's only if you had gotten it through PS Plus. If you had PS mm-hmm. Plus Extra, it should be available to you for free. If you bought the game, it's available to you for free.
Okay. So, but it's not...
that's supposed to be what it is.
Yeah, and it's not in PS Plus Catalog or PS Plus Essential. It's not in those tiers. And
yeah, so this is if you had claimed it just like in, you know, Games with Gold, if you had claimed it a while ago in PS Plus, that version will not be upgraded for free.
Hmm.
At least that's what they put out there. That's what Bethesda put out there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I want to blame part of this camera issue on Discord because I'm really starting to loathe Discord. It's the biggest hunk of crap that I've used technically in a long time. I despise it. It sucks. Just sucks. It doesn't just work. It has issues. By the way, Bethesda says that, speaking about Fallout anyway, and this next gen patch, not only did it bring some missions, 60 FPS, but it also broke a lot of mods, including the big one that everybody was waiting for that came out just 2 days before this, Fallout London. That mod that pretty much like essentially a whole new experience, it set in London. It broke it, and the modders were pissed. They were pretty upset about this. And here's the thing: when they came out with this stuff, with this Fallout London, and this new update came, it broke a lot of the mods, so it basically rendered it useless. So they had to come up with a mod to fix all this stuff, or they're telling people just roll back, don't even upgrade, or you know, just to try to get around it. And so yeah, they're quickly trying to do things to fix this so people can play their mod. But yeah, it broke pretty much everything else. Even the mods I was using were broken. Can't use some of the stuff that I was using, which sucks. But yeah, a fix will come. Here's one thing though that they did. So people were also excited that they were going to come out with ultra wide support for PC. Well, apparently it's just like the ultra wide support for Skyrim. And if you know anything about that, it stretches a lot of the elements within the image. It's not even a true so ultra wide. It's garbage. And wow. And people were saying they expected this because they did it for Skyrim. So I don't know. Hargy, I don't know. Did you hear any of these complaints and stuff about this update?
I haven't heard of any complaints, but then again, I'm not on Twitter, right? That's usually where you see all this stuff. So
yeah, I got this stuff from Reddit.
I also have not bothered to play any of it yet. So because I haven't played any games. So
you're working on that book.
But yeah,
which,
so
by
I guess
the way you can get over exactly at shop.chani.us. That link is in the description and the chat right now. Okay. I'm just peddling your book there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm pushing
yeah,
it.
Why not?
Guys, buy it.
But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know why that's an issue of, like, it's just a viewport change, right? So there must be something in the creation engine where that's just not viable. That apparently they have a locked viewport, and they, if to make it bigger, they just stretch it. That's kind of dumb, isn't it? Like,
yeah, it's
just
weird.
A viewport. It should be easy to open.
Apparently, like, I don't have an ultra wide, so I can't check it myself, but people are like, yeah, a lot of the elements are just stretched, and it's just ugly. And so. There is a mod, yeah, though, cool, that they are working on to fix that. So, again, leave it up to the mods, Bethesda. Like, that seems to be the case with everything. They like to leave it up. Wait a minute. It says error. YouTube is not responding. Are we still live?
Okay, let me see if the... looks like it so far. I don't know. I'll see if it changes, but...
yeah, I just got an error.
Uh-oh. Wow. Okay.
Not enough video to maintain smooth connection. What? Are we live, guys? Are we still live? Or am I being hacked? I think this is Bethesda. They're hacking me. They're mad. And I'm talking ill.
It's the paranormal.
Yeah, it's the strange. They're like, you're doing that other show and we don't like it, talking about creepy things. We can't have that.
UFOs, yeah, I mean, it looks okay real. So far I'm looking at the live feed, it's
yeah
still there.
I've never gotten that message before, you know, but this is I am using a new VPN though. I wonder if this new VPN is causing issues. I don't know.
Probably.
Would a VPN cause issues with a webcam though? I don't know.
Not webcam, but it could cause issues with upload to YouTube.
Okay. Well, it's a very popular and expensive VPN, so I don't know. hopefully it's good. Hopefully it's good, people. Anyways, Windsweep says, "Hello, we are live." Yeah, we are live. Yeah, so anyways, the update, a lot of people are enjoying it though because they finally get to have 60 frames on the console version, even though there was a mod that was out there that lets you play it at 60 frames on the console.
But it was 60 at 1080, right? And now it's at 4K?
No, I thought it was higher than that. Maybe not. Maybe not. I'm not too sure.
It was an Xbox One version, right? I don't even know if they had a 1X version.
The 1X... I don't know because I tried
this is the 2015 game, right? I think
decent. Probably you
yeah,
could be
they
right.
Might like scale, but yeah.
Yeah.
Could be right. Fallout 4, right? Release date.
Web Dave said turn off the VPN.
2015.
So I'm gonna try to turn off the VPN. See how that works.
See what happens. Yeah. Hopefully we don't blow everything up.
Yeah. That's like, no. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Anyways, I'm not going to bother with that right now. Let's talk about this. This is going to be a fun one with you and me. This quarter for Xbox, they showed some growth and some declines in some areas. Xbox content and services revenue grew 62%, and gaming revenue as a whole grew by 51%, both of which are primarily credited to the acquisition of Activision Blizzard. Oh, okay. They own them. That's fine. But their hardware sales are down 31%, Hargeet. Also, the ABK acquisition includes a $350 million loss in operating income. That loss includes a series of adjustments for the movement of Activision content across the ecosystem, as many of Activision's current titles have needed updates to bring them into compliance with Xbox's first-party practices. Now, Hargeet, is this a sign of them of bad things to come for the hardware when it comes to Xbox? What is it? Are they dying?
No. Yeah. Short answer, no.
They're making a lot of money.
So the first thing is hardware. That's happening across the board, right? I don't know if PlayStation and Nintendo will be that much of a decline, but it'll be a decline. We're already seeing that. Both Nintendo and PlayStation have reported declines in hardware, right? They've all been looking at like declining hardware sales for the year. Their targets are all going down, not up. Right, that's just, it is what it is, right? The market's softening. Whether that's, you know, inflation all across the world, whether that's just less demand, whether there's fewer games people want to play, I don't know what it is, but there's something happening and all the platforms are declining. Now,
that's true, because if you look, and we just spoke about this 2 weeks ago, right? The $10 billion loss because Sony had said, we're going to pull back on 21 million produced units. They're not going to produce 21 million consoles they expected to produce this year because of declines in sales. Right? Yeah. I'm not lying.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right? And Nintendo is looking at new hardware coming out. PlayStation supposedly coming with PS5 Pro. There's some rumors of Xbox new hardware, right? So that also dampens usually some of the potential sales. But it's not an excuse to say, hey, 31% decline is a good thing. It's a lot, but it is year to year. And so, and we're not looking at like from 10 to 7 million. Mm-hmm. We're talking from like 1 million to 1.3 million. Okay. It's a decline, but like, is that the end of the world? No, like they just have pathetic sales to begin with. But you also have to look at their ecosystem, right? They make money off of content and services, and they're still increasing Game Pass numbers, which is what they want. They're selling so much in the content and services. That was a 62% increase. That they just don't care, right? It's just like the hardware, they've been telling you don't need to have a console to play their games. You can be on PC, you can be on cloud. Heck, they're putting some of their games on PlayStation and Nintendo. They're not like locking you to the console, but if you want to buy the console, they have it. So, you know, cool option if you want to buy it. Their console's great. They have two options for you. And the ecosystem's great. If you want to play on their system, that's great. But if you want to be a PC player, that's great too. What was the line that was above the revenue for Xbox? Was that Windows? They make money either way. They don't care. So that's great. If you want to be on Windows, that's awesome for them. Go ahead and build a PC. But, you know, go get a gaming PC. They're happy with that revenue too. And then you're still on the Xbox platform because that's what runs the gaming on Windows. So either way, they're happy. They're getting their sales. They're getting their Game Pass subs. They're getting their, you know, their continued engagement. That's what they're really looking for and getting money, right? So revenue went up, right? Now, as you pointed out, there is some integration costs, right? Because they're going to normalize their things back to the way Microsoft does things. So they've spent several billion over the last couple of quarters doing that. Okay, it is what it is. There's probably another couple of billion of those coming, right? As they integrate everything in, right? So, okay, well, they'll just have to take that hit. That's the way it is, fine. But ultimately, it will be, they'll just be generating revenue from ABK as well, right? So I don't know how many more of these hits they'll need to take, but they will. They'll take them. It doesn't matter. It's not like Microsoft lost money. They made $22 billion in profit in a quarter. So They're happy. Shareholders are happy. Ultimately, they know what the roadmap is.
Yeah.
So things are okay with that as far as Xbox, the division. As far as hardware sales, look, you know, there was never any expectation they were going to sell 100 million consoles. At least I didn't expect that. So I was expecting 60 million. They're halfway there. It's halfway through the gen. Is it going to accelerate? No, because they're looking to kill the gen now, right? They're saying 2026. At least these are rumors. We don't know if it's true, but that they'll be coming up with a new generation in 2026. So I don't expect this to go much higher. Maybe 40 million, maybe a little higher than that. But that's kind of where I'd expect it to peter up. But here's the big thing: we don't know what happens when that little game named Call of Duty comes out, and it's marketed by Xbox, and it's bundled with Xbox. And people start thinking of Call of Duty as an Xbox game more so than a PlayStation game. I don't know what that means as far as market share differential, right? So is that going to shift people over? Maybe, right? We'll see, right? So we'll see if that materially changes things at the end of the year. So we'll find out next year when that report comes out. Did it increase? Did the sales for hardware increase? I don't know if it will. I don't know if it won't, right? We just don't know yet. But the marketing thing is a big deal. It is. And we'll just see if it creates a little bit of a change. There was an expectation by all the regulators. There was an expectation by Sony that just that should shift the market a little. If there were any level of change as far as the game itself, then that would not massively change the market share to the point where Jim was like, we would never recover, right? It's like, okay, so is that a thing? Maybe it is, right? So we'll see. We'll see if that starts shifting things. But the entire console market is softening. We've been hearing that across the board from analysts. We've been hearing it from the three major platforms. Is this surprising to me? No. Right? Do I expect similar? Yeah. I would expect year over year, next quarter probably be the same. Like last time this quarter, we did have Hi-Fi Rush come out, right? So that was a big game to give you something. They had a couple of other ones that came out, and they had a stellar, lineup saying, hey, we have all these games coming. Too bad Redfall sucked and didn't go anywhere. But, that was kind of the thing that kind of drove it a little higher. And again, it's a little higher. It's like a few hundred thousand consoles. It wasn't like it was millions and millions of consoles. So, they have to step up their game if they want to have a bigger market share. But I don't know that they really care about that. I think they're trying to drive towards them being... like a Surface that you can buy ours if you want, but we're going to have a bunch of other options and you can go there if you like, or come here and we'll give you the option you pick. So they're probably never going to drive to 100 million consoles. I don't think that's their
it's not really plan. Their goal right now. Yeah, I think, right?
They just want engagement.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're winning on that.
Well, I mean, look, 7 out of 25 of the most popular games on PlayStation right now are indeed Xbox games. And that's huge. So what does that tell you? Their plan, their goal now is working. Their revenue is up.
Yep.
Their games are being played on various platforms. And at the end of the day, like thinking outside of being a fanboy for these consoles, you got to understand, for us gamers, it's about the games. So in that regard, their games are doing well and they're making money. It's all that really matters to them. And that's all that should really matter to us at the end of the day. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they will do in the future. We have heard talks of them, making new hardware. They've not shied away from that. So far I'm not, this doom and gloom about 2027, it's all over. Xbox is going to die. There's not going to be any more consoles. It's pathetic. It's dumb. Will there be no consoles in the future? Who knows? 10, 15, 20 years, 30 years from now? I don't know. I mean, everybody could go and do something else. Yeah. But PlayStation might go off and do something else. But it's a conversation that we don't even need to have anymore. Because honestly, they're making new hardware.
Looking at somebody in chat here, Angie Wells, MS doesn't get one red cent from Steam. What do you mean? Yeah, are you saying like when PlayStation sells a game on Steam that they don't get any money out of that? The general thing that Steam does is 70-30 until you hit a certain threshold, and then it goes to like I believe it's 80%, and then it goes to 85%. So to the publisher that put the game there. So I don't see where you're getting that idea. Like, you know, the Steam keeps this very open. It's very, you can go look at their thing. 70% of every game sale goes to the publisher. So Microsoft makes all 70% of whatever sale happens on Steam. And so does PlayStation. So does anybody else, EA or whoever else puts their games on Steam. They publish that. After a certain number of sales, it goes even higher for the publisher. So all that's available to you if you want to see it. It's publicly available. I don't know where you get the idea that Microsoft would make nothing when they're selling a game on Steam. You're really off base there. I don't know what you're thinking.
Well,
nobody would put a game there if nobody made, if they didn't make money. That's just an incredibly weird thing to say. I don't know where you're getting that.
Let's be honest. I don't think Angie understood what they were talking about. I think at the end of the day, they just don't know. And you've corrected them. So that's the way to do it. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to say somebody's dumb or they don't, you know, or they're just talking out their ass, because I don't know. Maybe they really don't know.
Yeah.
But what I was getting at, though, is that the fact remains. Yeah. There's you're fine. The fact remains is the revenue is up by 62%, mm-hmm. and that's not small. And the way you put the console decline in sales in perspective by saying, hey, it was, you know, this many and this many that they've declined, it's not that big of a deal. And it is what it is. They're all down to a certain percentage, yep. Anyway. I read that even Nintendo, the Switches, are down by 22%. So it's not as much as Xbox there, but again, people like the analysts like Matt Piscitella have been saying for months now that these consoles have stagnated in sales.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a reason for that.
Unfortunately.
One of the biggest reasons, I believe anyway, is the fact that there hasn't been any real compelling games for people to jump to next gen. That is, I think that is the number one issue I see with sales that are declining now, because they've got all the people they want to do to jump to next gen as of now. And the rest of them are kind of waiting and seeing what games are going to pop up that really entices them to the new generation. A lot of people haven't made that jump yet. There's still a ton of people playing on Xbox One and PlayStation 4. So they're not making that jump until these compelling games come out. And I'm sorry, from my perspective, I know you hear some of this rumblings about how some people are saying gaming is in a rut right now and stuff. It's all subjective.
Yeah.
If you look at the casual market and you look at people that only want to play AAA games, it is in a rut for them. It is indeed. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of gamers out there. That's most gamers. Most gamers aren't playing these indie games that seem to be, you know, coming out in droves. We've got a lot of smaller games that are out there to play. Sure. You've got a lot of JRPGs coming out this year. Do a lot of people want to play them? No. And that's fine if they say gaming is in a rut. That's their prerogative. Even to an extent, it's in a rut for myself right now. I prefer the bigger games, the big open world games with a lot of exploration and stuff. I prefer those games. They're not out for me, and there's none coming for quite some time. So I'm looking forward to games coming out this year, like Indiana Jones. Hopefully that makes it at the end of the year, because if it does, that is my most anticipated game for this year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, those are pretty cool ones. I mean, it just comes down to preferences of what you want, right? And what games are in your purview, right?
For sure.
And from an open everybody gaming perspective, like all the games that are out there, it's insane how many games are out there. And if you're open to different varieties, like Pal World out of nowhere, right? Hey, why not? Let's try it out. And, you know, it was a fun little diversion, wasn't it? So you can just look at, there's so many different games coming out all the time, right?
And
I guess Aiden Chronicles just came out. But to your point, some of them are Japanese. Some people like that. Some people don't. Dragon's Dogma is Japanese. Some people like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It is what it is, right? So, but I think like there's plenty of options if people want to play games. But yeah, to your point about next gen, though, Yeah, the big casual games haven't really skipped to next gen, have they? So you don't really need to shift if you're a casual gamer. You only need to shift for the handful of games that have come out that are next gen only.
Yeah. COD's still on last gen consoles. Yeah.
I wonder what happens. Is this new one going to be cross gen? Or is it going to finally say it's next gen only?
That's interesting.
If it does, this is the year. This is the year you need to shift. And this is the year it's Microsoft who owns that game. And they're going to market it. And if they do it right, which is always a questionable thing with Xbox, if they do it right, this could be the year they start to say, hey, casuals, you want to come here. And here's why. You can have Call of Duty in July, which will be one of the ones from 360 gen. You can have another one in August. You could have another one in September, another one in October. And then the big game comes out in November. Here are bundles with a Series S or a Series X. And we've got Call of Duty locked in on Xbox. Bring back the glory days of Call of Duty because they can. They can bring back every version of Call of Duty, right? Because they have back compat, right? So they can bring back the whole library if they want to and put it in Game Pass. Buy it if you want, right? Bring your 360 disc if you want. Play the game, right? And they will offer you that option, right? So you have that potential. If they market it right, they can have the year of Call of Duty just keeps going, right? And bring out game at a time. I don't think they should bring out all of them at the same time just because it'll become noise then. But like give each one some room and say, hey, we're going to release, Call of Duty 2. Go back to the original, came out on the 360, the exclusive Call of Duty, right? And then here it is. You can play that for the month of July. Right. In August, we'll bring out 3 and then 4 and then 5, whatever it is. Right. And we put it in Game Pass. Here you go. You can start playing the old ones and then we'll start bringing the new ones. Right. And then November, boom, here you go. Next gen only. Here it is on Xbox. Now, they're just too nice. But what they really should do, just like what Sony does. Game is available on Xbox. No PlayStation logo anywhere. No Nintendo logo anywhere. Right? Just new Call of Duty, Gulf War. Xbox, right? And just make it seem like you have to come here to play it. Yep. And we'll see if that shifts market perception to say, okay, Call of Duty is here, right? And why not? They own it. They paid $70 billion. Go make something of it, right? Make this happen.
I was having this conversation the other day with Colt, and we were talking about it, and we were like, can you imagine if Xbox would have just kept Call of Duty exclusive? What that would have done for their hardware anyway. I mean, you're looking at a scenario in which they could lose some money by not being on other platforms, But at the same time, you're looking at a lot of people that would be essentially forced to buy an Xbox if they still wanted to play the game.
Yep.
And that.
And look.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could do it. They could do that in 10 years. They can still do that in 10 years. But what the market looks like in 10 years, I don't know, right? Because things might have shifted over to something totally different.
Yeah. So. And for me, I'm not one who celebrates exclusivity. I don't care about that, and I never have. Even before I had the PC, I was always like, okay, so what? Somebody else gets to play the game. I don't care. I'll play it where I want. If I want to play something on the Series X opposed to the PlayStation 5, so be it. That's my prerogative. Same thing for somebody else. If they want to play it on the PlayStation 5 instead, I don't care. Like, I don't get into these arguments with people like, what are you doing? so in the end, it really doesn't matter. I've seen some guys like championing exclusivity to the point where they're like, if PlayStation stops having exclusives, I'll go to Nintendo because they have exclusives. I'm like, what? What kind of insanity is that? Like, why are you even mentioning that? You're coming out and basically saying, I only want to have consoles that have exclusive games. Like, that's not the way it should be. You should want to play the console. It shouldn't be about exclusivity. Should be able to want to play wherever you want, damn it.
Yeah, nowadays it is kind of irrelevant because they're all PCs. Even Nintendo Switch is kind of becoming just a PC. But like it used to be very specific because of the architecture involved. And therefore it did kind of matter what games were there because they had to actually be ported over and it was a lot of cost to port them over. So I don't know. Like, this is, it's just a different world now, right? And in the case of now, it's basically take your PC, smaller form factor with maybe a bit less capability with a customized OS. That's essentially what you have. These consoles are literally PCs now. They just have, you know, volume discount, and they're taking away certain capabilities by giving you a you know, stripped down OS, mm-hmm. right? In the case of PlayStation, it's BSD. In the case of Xbox, it's Windows. And they just basically strip it down to the point where you can just play games and that's it, right? They give you a custom UI on both of them. But it literally is a PC. There's really very little difference. That's why games pretty much run the same on both. They are almost exactly the same, you know, freaking box, right? Very minor differences here and there. So it almost doesn't matter from a developer perspective. More players is better for them. More sales for them. That's what they really want. So exclusivity doesn't really, like, look at what's happening with Square. Look at what's happening with Rise of the Ronin with Team Ninja and Koei Tecmo. Mm-hmm. They didn't sell well, right? They're like, Koei Tecmo had to give a forecast of reduction in their profits because they're like, well, we didn't hit the targets we wanted, right? Because they made it exclusive to one platform. Why do that? Like, put it on PC, put it on Xbox. Why not put it everywhere? Get the get the sales you need. Like, even if it was like 50% more on Xbox instead of 100% equivalent, that's still 50% more. It's like another million sales. PC probably would have given you another million or two. Right? That's a solid, healthy thing instead of just having it on one console. Right? And Square has been like screaming that they just can't make money and they keep putting these exclusives out on PlayStation. And it's like, well, if you want that to change, you know what you have to do? Stop doing that. And so, like, it just doesn't make sense, especially for third parties. It just doesn't make sense. For platform holders, it's part of the game, right? Phil has been saying, I don't like it. Satya Nadella is out there saying, I hate it. Mm. I hate the idea of not putting things everywhere.
Here's like, something that Albert G.
It's the game they play.
He said to one of your points, he says, this narrative that kids don't want to play on consoles, sure, it's true, but in a few years, those kids are going to become teenagers and they're going to want the best console out there. It always happens. What's to say they're not going to want a PC instead?
That is kind of where they're going, isn't
What's
it?
What's to PC say they're not going to want a handheld instead?
Yeah. Especially a PC handheld.
Exactly.
Right? Like, that's a perfect thing.
Yeah.
Right, gives you both worlds.
Right now, we're seeing, okay, so as we've seen a decline in console sales all the way around, we're seeing an upswing of sales with PC right now. How do you explain that?
Yep. Well, gee, I wonder why. Look, in some cases,
and
it's corporate, right?
By the way, an upswing of handhelds being sold.
But, you know, and to the point of, was Angie, whoever, right? Like, Microsoft doesn't make money. I'm sorry. What was that third line? Was it Windows? Is that making money? Billions? Was it 5.8, whatever, billion dollars in a quarter? Of course they're making money. Mm-hmm. They get a license cost for every time you buy any Windows machine, right? So of course they're making money, and they take that profit and send it straight to the bank, right? Because how much does it cost them to keep Windows 11 going, right? So like, whatever, it's just printing money. Like, hundreds of millions of these things are selling. Like, how much do you think it costs them to keep that going? They're just printing money and putting it in the bank. Absolutely, they make money. Like, what are you talking about? Of course they make money. Yeah. It's actually a loss to sell you a console. It's not a loss for them to sell you Windows. They're making money on Windows.
Yeah. Really quick, I want to get this super chat before it goes away. Snowdragon with the $10. Speaking of PC, he says, Fonz, did you connect the 4090 to an OLED TV to take advantage of HDMI 2.1, 4K 120? I set my PC to wake up with Bluetooth devices in the BIOS and open Steam Big Picture mode, and it's almost console-like. Yes, indeed, I did. I've done that. I've hooked up my PC, and honestly, I don't use Big Picture mode. I've tried it. I'm not a big fan. I'd rather just use the normal Steam application. But in the end, it's still incredible. Like, PC is still very fast, much faster than when it was 18 years ago when I played on PC. It's night and day difference from that. I'd say it's just as fast or even faster at times starting up a game. That's provided you're not using Quick Resume on the Series X. Now, that is the fastest to jump into a game. If you have Quick Resume going on in a game in Series X, that is absolutely the fastest at jumping into a game from a cold boot up. But aside from that, I'm having a blast with PC gaming. It's working out really well for me, and I'm pretty shocked because I didn't think I would. I really didn't. I because of my experiences 18 years ago. That's not to say I haven't booted up a game on the Series X in a while, because I have. I've booted up Fallout 76, even tried out Fallout 4 on there, and it looks great. It looks great. I see why, and I've said this many times. There's a place for these consoles. That's why I never say, oh, I'm PCMR when I talk about PC, because I'm not. I don't think it's a master race. Yeah, do they have the best versions? Sure, but at the end of the day, there's so many variables there. There's so many people that don't want to go to PC or can't afford PC or look at a $500 box and see what it actually gives you, and it's like a really good value. I there's nothing wrong with that. So, I mean, I just prefer to play the higher frame rates. That's why the number one reason why I'm there is the higher frame.
Yeah, rates. It's all you don't have to have that either, right? So, getting a ROG Ally, for instance, that's a perfectly good PC for you if that's what you want to do, right? It's a portable. It docks, and then you can even have keyboard, mouse, or whatever. You hook it up to a monitor, to a TV, whatever you like to do, right? So you have the best of both worlds. It's a PC that gives you everything, but it also you can take it with you, right? Yeah. So, and that's not a performance level that's higher than your Series X, but it's good enough for most games, mm-hmm. right? You can play Starfield at 60 frames on a ROG Ally. You just have to cut back on all the graphics. Fair enough, but it's a choice you make, right? You decide, hey, I don't need it at that level. I just want the frames. Fair enough. You make the choice.
Yeah, right? Albert G is still arguing this point about kids, teenagers wanting consoles. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to lay it down for you, Albert G, because I have personal experience with this, with my own son who's 18 years old, and he's got a bunch of friends around the same age group that do not care for the best console, the biggest, baddest console out there. They don't care. A lot of these kids, a lot of these teenagers and stuff, they're playing these games and they don't give a shit about the resolution. They don't care about the frame rates. They're just caring about the mechanics and is the game fun. It's a big difference from us. I'd say older gamers are more picky and more pretentious about this stuff than the younger generation. The younger generation absolutely does not care. That is why they're playing on iPads and freaking phones and stuff like that. They don't care. They're not like us. There's a big difference. And I'm seeing that firsthand. I talk to my son and I talk to his friends. I ask them about what they like and everything. They don't care about these big AAA games either. A lot of them don't. So yeah. I think we're seeing a generation of teenagers and stuff that just didn't think like us and don't think like us when it comes to this stuff. Again, I think those of us in our 30s and 40s, we're way more picky than this younger generation when it comes to games. Telling you, that's how I feel. It's what I see.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
And you're not alone.
Do you think that?
No, that's what we're seeing. The industry, is telling us that. That is what's happening. Consoles are being kind of kept alive by basically the people that grew up with them. So, our generation, that when consoles came out, that was how we gamed, right? We're keeping them alive, and that's why it's stagnated. It's just staying where it is. You get a little bit from younger generations, but not a lot. Most of them, especially the ones that grew up when tablets were out, they play on tablets and phones and then transition to PC. That's kind of how it's been going. Now, that's not absolute. That doesn't mean that every young kid is going to just go to that. There will be some that will go to console. But the majority are going to PC.
Yeah, I'm not saying they won't. A lot of his friends do play on PCs, really weak PCs, by the way. And they play their games on there. They play games like freaking Hollow Knight, Valorant, and Fortnite, and games like that.
As long as it works, who cares, right?
Even Roblox. Roblox. Yeah. Like, again, at the end of the day, they just care about having fun with their friends and stuff. It's not all about the graphics.
They want a laptop, and that's why the portables are so awesome. They give you a cheaper device that gives you all the power, right? And it's a portable device that you can take with you. But yeah, they want laptops. That's kind of what they like. So that's
and you hit it on the head, Hargi. You said it perfectly. That's why these analysts are seeing the data that they're seeing. People aren't buying consoles right now. Not as much as they expected anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of these teens don't care. They're sticking to PlayStation 4 or Xbox One. There's nothing compelling. There's no game this generation, Albert G, that has been so compelling that even for me, I would have to jump to next gen. I only do it because I'm always that way when it comes to the next generation. I always get the new consoles when they come out and all that. You know, I get excited for stuff. But looking back at this generation, the past 3 years, there's nothing. There has been zero next gen game. And I say that in air quotes because honestly, it's just been a bunch of games that look like I could have played them last gen on the 1X. Like, there's been no compelling game for me. Not mechanically, not gameplay-wise, nothing. Like, it's just graphically. There has been zero games that I've been like, oh my God, this is why I went to next gen. Zero of those games. Has there been a game for you, Hargeet, that blew your mind? You're like, this is why I'm here? I haven't seen it. I have not seen it.
As far as next genness, the closest thing I've seen is Flight Sim. Everything else has kind of just been like, I mean, if you take a look at Hellblade 2,
yeah,
well, yeah, it probably looks that way. Matrix demo, that game was pretty crazy, right? But yeah, that was a demo, the Matrix demo. Yeah, that was a demo.
Dude, you know how many thousands of Unreal Engine 5 demos that kill that Matrix demo right now are out? There's so many on PC that look incredible, but they're demos. They're just like walking simulators. You just walk through them. You don't do anything special.
Yeah, the thing that has seemed to be very next-gen-y, or at least looks really interesting as a next-gen type thing, is not out on anything. It's Unrecord, I think it was. Mm-hmm. It's a where there's a police cam point of view, but when you look at the graphics, it looks like you're in a movie. Like, it literally looks like it's real life.
Yeah. I saw that.
And right, and that's the only one that I've seen that's like, whoa, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not. I think that was a 4090 demo or something, because I've not seen that game, and I don't know if it's gonna be something that comes to a console and it will look anywhere near that good, right? But
yeah.
That was the one that's like, well, if they could pull that off, now you're talking. Right? That looks really, 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 you know, good.
And Angie, you said you're crazy. I had to have a PS5. Okay, I had to have a PS5 too. But I'm just telling you, look back on the games. You've had a bunch of remasters, a bunch of remakes, and cross-generational games. The hype games were cross-gen on PlayStation 5. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing this gen that has blown my mind at all on any of these consoles. I'm not just picking on PlayStation. I'm saying it for Xbox. I'm saying it for freaking Nintendo. All of them. There's nothing that is so fantastic this generation that's blown my mind yet. I've not had a moment where I'm like, this is why I'm here. Not at all. Not even close.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'll have that moment for this gen. Because why? Next gen's right around the corner in 2026, apparently.
Yeah, we'll see, right?
That's funny. Well, let's talk about something else. Let's, you know, we're going to get into something that's probably going to upset Angie then. But I'm sorry, I got to talk about it because I think it's awful. Sony censors yet another game. This time, Stellar Blade. Apparently, they added a little more costume to cover up the main character just a bit more. Some players have even started an online petition with the hashtag Free Stellar Blade, demanding changes be reverted. So I don't know if you saw this, but apparently there's 17 outfits that were censored. 17.
Wow.
That's okay. So let me put this in perspective for you. You build a game, an entire game, and it's about to come out. It's about to drop. You print the discs. You do all this stuff. And then you censor it last minute before it goes live. You censor the game. And then shift up. And it's 17 outfits. Not just one. Not just one. 17. Now shift up. The game's developers responded by saying this. Understandably, we also recognize about the issue. However, the final costumes we wanted to show are indeed the costumes in version 1.0.0.2. I want to clarify that this is our final product. However, I know this answer is not enough to convince our users. Of course it's not, because it's a flat out lie. Because you don't build the game like this and then have 17 costumes get reworked right before it drops. That is in fact censorship, and I guarantee this was heavy-handed down by Sony. Because why? Sony has a history of censoring games. And if you guys don't believe that or you want to ignore that, then you're just being ignorant to the facts, because they do censor games. They do it a lot. And they've done it here. I'm surprised, Hargeet, they never censored Baldur's Gate and it shows full frontal nudity. So what is going on here? What do you think this is, Hargeet?
I'm muted. Pressure, I guess? I don't know why this
But why would they do it for this game and some other games, but a game like Baldur's Gate that shows full frontal? It's okay.
I don't know. It's like, and they had, was it Last of Us Part 2? I think they had that sex scene, right? So this isn't like something they haven't delved in before. I don't know what the issue is here. Maybe it is just the developer wants to change the outfits.
17?
It's kind of odd that you would like.
That's a lot of changes.
Sell it, right, with the original images, and then suddenly you're changing it. Because if the end intention was always to be this, then why did you have the other version? I don't know. I mean, ultimately, I don't care. Yeah,
why did you print the disc? Why was it ready to go with these 17 unaltered outfits, and then you alter them the last minute?
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
And you know, and they're offering refunds, right? So if you don't, you've been taken, you're taken advantage of,
for a ride.
Giggity. you can certainly get a refund. This one's like, it's not like there aren't a lot of revealing things anyway, right? There's still a lot of pretty ridiculous costumes. So it's like, okay, I it's not like they're totally changing the whole game or anything.
No, but I could understand.
I don't know.
And just from the perspective of censorship, and to me, I'm not good with games or with anything being censored, right? If it's something that somebody's trying to put out there, it's their, you know, work, and then the publishing hand says, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to change this or that. That's wrong. And Albert in the chat said, hey, this is not proven. No, it's not proven. But damn, if you're going to really believe that this is something that they just, you know, forgot to do after they printed the discs, it's ignorance. Now, you could say that maybe it didn't come from Sony. Maybe somebody at the studio said, you know what, guys, on second thought, let's go ahead and change this and cover up a bit more. You could say that, but it would still be censoring what they've already done. It would still be changing what they've already done and what they intended to do, because intent, it's about intent. And the intention was the game was going to be shipping like this, and it did ship like that. This is a patch after it was shipped. So it's all about intention. So there was censorship here. And your argument is, you don't know if it was Sony. My argument is, Sony's done this in the past, so I could believe it came from Sony.
It could be.
Especially when this development team had stated beforehand that they weren't going to censor this game. Based on all these costumes we've seen, they said it themselves. We will not be censoring this game. And then Sony says, no, you're going to censor that game. That's how I view it anyway.
Do you suppose this is something to do with like the other controversy, and maybe they're like, hey, you got to fix this and you got to fix that, because otherwise we're going to get this crap and we're going to get that crap and that crap. And we just want to avoid the crap. I don't think
so, because they're so different. They're so different, the two different controversies.
I mean, is it though? A lot of this comes from like, you know, online whatever, right? So there might be 10 people who care about a certain thing, and then they think it's like the biggest deal in the world and they got to go fix it, right? So I don't know. I don't know if that's what happened here, right? How did it become a thing? I don't know. Right. So did Sony just decide to do this? Did Shift Up?
Know.
Is it Shift Up? Is that the game
developer? I can't say for sure. But my thought process on this is that it came from Sony. That's
okay.
Because they've done this so many times with games. They've censored games.
But there are so many games where this is not happening.
And then there's games that don't. It doesn't make sense to me. It absolutely doesn't make sense.
Cyberpunk, you can see everything floating around right in the open air.
You didn't play Baldur's Gate. It's very
Baldur's Gate. I played enough of it. There's plenty of stuff going on there too.
Mm-hmm.
So there are plenty of those kind of games. And
Angry Hippie with a 5. Thank you very much, Angry Hippie. By the way, Angry Hippie called my other show the other night. He was the one that called in.
Oh, nice.
Appreciate the guy. Awesome. He says, a lot of this could have been avoided if they didn't tweet the game will come out uncensored a couple of days before launch. Yeah, that is that's crazy. Yeah. That's insane. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what to really make of this, right? I don't want to accuse anybody of anything unless I have facts, and it's just hard to tell.
Oh, I'm accusing Sony.
Happened here.
I'm accusing Sony.
So
yeah, what are they going to do to me? I'm nobody, but I am saying that I believe Sony had a hand in this censorship.
I don't know if it is or isn't. But look, it is just from a general trend. It is kind of an oddity that they had to do this.
It's really weird.
I guess. Like, you know, if you're going to put out the game the way you want to put it out, just put it out and leave it there. And like, you know, the controversy with the other one, I get that one. Like, go ahead and fix it. It's not central to your game at all, right? You didn't advertise that as part of your game, right? So go ahead and fix it. There's no problem, right? Just like whatever. But this one, like, you actually advertised it. There are pictures of what you were expecting to get. It's different. Like, okay, well, that does make it a bit more odd, right? So if you said that was what you were expecting to give somebody and then you suddenly changed your mind, what made you change your mind?
Yeah, right? I don't know. Somebody was telling me, I forgot who it was, but there was a game, their other game that they have made was like this puzzle game that had some risque stuff within it too. So they're kind of known for doing this kind of stuff. So you would think that they wouldn't censor their own work. Especially when we're not talking about nudity here. We're talking about just scantily clad, you know, female protagonists. That's what we're talking about. By the way, this game has received some great scores on Metacritic so far. I believe it's like an 82 or something, which is really good. Because when I played the demo, I thought it was a really good gameplay, you know, demo. Like, I thought it was really good there. I did mention that it was very hypersexual, that they hypersexualized the character. And I had some people like pushing back on me, but I'm like, look, I'm just stating a fact. If you can't see that fact, then you're obviously not going to agree with the censorship thing or my point of view where I'm saying I think Sony censored it because you don't see the hypersexualization, apparently. I completely see it. Those camera angles and everything else that they force into the game are very, 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 very hypersexual. But it's just, it is what it is. At the end of the day, it seems like it's going to be a good game. Or it is a good game. From what I've read, the story's not all that great. But gameplay is good. So that trumps everything. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about here?
About that one?
About anything, man. About anything.
Oh. anything, I mean, I don't know. What else have we had for major news? We've had the BlizzCon has been canceled.
Oh, that's right. BlizzCon was canceled. I was going to mention that earlier. I don't know. I passed that up because, Albert, you got me all flustered. Yeah, BlizzCon was canceled, guys, for 2024. BlizzCon has been around since, I think, 2005, I think I read. And this is the first year they've canceled. A lot of people are attributing it to them just not having great BlizzCons the last couple of years, or at least the last couple of years they've gotten a lot of flack at their BlizzCons. Especially a couple of years ago when they had the whole, everybody's got a phone, right? You got a phone, right? Remember that? And they were talking about the mobile version of Diablo Immortal, I believe. And then I was looking up, Hargy. So I went online, purposely going to forums and stuff, just to see how Blizzard fans reacted to this news. And most of them, from what I'm finding, don't care. They're like, it hasn't been great the last couple of years anyway. And a lot of them are speculating, even though Blizzard says that they will come back in future years, they're thinking that this is not coming back. And I'm of that same mind too. What about you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a couple of things to look at here. There may not be a lot of announcements, or there's also the potential that, you know, Xbox said, hey, we want to take, you know, Activision and Blizzard and make a big splash that you are now part of Xbox. So you will be showcasing your things in the June showcase, not separately, right? So we want to take your, you know, they do have the World of Warcraft big new expansion coming this year. And maybe they want to say, hey, that's us now.
And don't they have another Diablo 4 expansion coming?
And they have a Diablo expansion coming, right? Et cetera, et cetera, right? So I think there might be some truth to that part, because they did say we're going to be in some other Xbox events, right? To me, that sounds like June showcase, right?
So do you think they're going to have a large presence at the June showcase? Because usually Blizzard does, when they do their show, it's a pretty big thing.
I think they will have a sizable enough segment. Yes. I don't think like, you know, people always groan about the Fallout 76 and Elder Scrolls Online and all that, those updates that usually come on Sea of Thieves. You're probably going to see a Grounded one or whatever. Like Grounded, I think they've said they're done with Grounded, but you know what I mean? Like those, you're going to see the stuff for World of Warcraft. You're going to see the Overwatch. You're going to see the Call of Duty, Warzone. You're going to see those updates because engagement. We're talking 20 million, 30 million, 100 million players. They're not going to skip those. They're going to put those out there, right? How many people are going to play Hellblade? Maybe 5 million, right? Versus how many people are going to play World of Warcraft? Like 30, right? So they're going to put that there, right? So I think that is going to be there. I think they're going to have a presence for ABK stuff. I think there are unannounced games from Activision. I think there might be some from Blizzard as well. So don't be surprised.
What's good, YouTube? And
show up. Yeah. But Call of Duty will be a headliner freaking thing. It better be, right? Call of Duty Gulf War had better be a headlining thing at the June showcase. Otherwise, they're dumb. They absolutely should take advantage of this and splash it all over the world. $70 billion. This is ours now. And Call of Duty's coming, and it's an Xbox game, right? It had better be a headlining freaking event. That's over there, right? So Blizzard, I fully expect to see Blizzard there. They do have some pretty big stuff to showcase as far as expansions. Why not? Let's see it in the June showcase. I think they want to make that splash, much like Bethesda, Xbox plus Bethesda, not a separate Bethesda thing. I think there's going to be the same thing here, that they're going to be pushing that Activision and Blizzard is now part of, you know, it's part of Xbox, and we're going to show it as part of our stuff, right? Yeah, so
I
think part of it's that, right? So we'll see what happens from there, but
yeah, no, I think you're right. I don't know. It's one of those things, because I was talking with Zocker, and Zocker's a big Blizzard fan, and he was like upset about it. And I was like telling him, you know, everything that I've been looking at, you know, from the forums and stuff from a lot of Blizzard fans, is they don't care about this. I think over the last few years, these kind of conventions are just, they seem to all be going away. And honestly, I'm surprised that Microsoft is still doing a fan fest. Because everything else seems to be drying up. And now, I guess instead of E3, since E3's gone, IGN's doing something now?
So we have IGN Live, which is June 7, 8, 9, and 10, maybe, or 8, 9, something like that. So it's basically the same time frame. It's the Keighley show is on the 7th. That day is also when IGN Live starts. And then we have Summer Game Fest, Keighley show on Friday the 7th. And then Sunday will very likely, though it's not announced, very likely be the FanFest Xbox June Showcase. Ubisoft Forward is on Monday, the 10th, I think it is. So basically, there is a replacement for E3. It's just, it's other people doing it. There's, I think in some ways it's kind of better in that you have different options to go into and do what you want to do. The Summer Game Fest Play Days thing will still happen, probably right after the show. So probably that Saturday, Sunday, you'll be able to do some gameplay testing with certain developers. This is media specific though. And then IGN also has an equivalent right there doing some engagement with developers as well. So we'll see what it all looks like, but that's kind of what's happening. So IGN plus Keeley plus Xbox, and then Ubisoft to end it. That's kind of what's happening now, I guess. Organically, it's just kind of growing into its own thing.
Yeah, but I wonder now that they have like ABK or at least Activision Blizzard, that I wonder if their showcase will get even bigger.
Yeah, I'm hearing 2 hours. That's going to be pretty big. Because wow. They just have so much to show. They have so many games. It's getting pretty nuts.
Yeah.
But really. Hey, good. Lots of fun.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yep.
Oh, man.
You coming?
But I'm just, I'm trying to figure out my camera in the background, too. So I've been dealing with that as well. But yeah, it's been a pretty, I don't know. I hope the show is okay today, but again, when things like this happen and I get technical issues, you start to focus on those things and you try to fix them, and yeah. It just sucks.
If you want another topic, there's another fun one that's just totally us thinking about it, which is Fallout the show has spawned a huge engagement of the games, right? Like 5 million players, concurrent players, right?
Oh, really?
So you didn't know that. Yeah. So that apparently happened. So essentially like 1 million players just in Fallout 76 and then 5 million across all the games. Right. So Fallout got a huge boost of concurrent players just because of the show. Last of Us, the show, increased engagement of the game. But there's another show, Halo, that did nothing for the game.
That's
true. Why do you think that is?
Probably because the show sucked in comparison. Fallout was a great show. It was a fantastic show. I really enjoyed it. I think that is one of the best shows that's currently available. I liked it that much. Did you watch it? Did you finally get around to it?
You know, I haven't watched TV and movies for like ever. I just don't care anymore.
Yeah, well,
but I hear it's good. But
I recommend it, man.
Yeah,
I recommend it. Such a good one.
So the question is, will they have learned whatever lesson they need to learn between what Halo did versus what Fallout did when they do the gear stuff, right? Will the new Gears show, TV, movie, whatever thingy they're doing, will that increase engagement or do nothing for the actual Gears franchise? I hope they learn their lesson. We'll have to see, right? But I mean, that's kind of the big question.
It depends, because I think it honestly depends on who is going to, or it's the writing and then the stars of the show too. I think they nailed it with Fallout. I think both the stars, the writing, everything was so on point to the Fallout universe, to the point where, like, when you see certain things like the Easter eggs that they took from the game, like putting in the Red Rocket gas station and all that, it was just, it reminded you of just the same like experience you had with the game, like the same look of the game, the same feel, the same vibe.
Attention to detail, right?
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah,
I guess we'll see.
Danny
right?
Passion said, he said, dropping some love, Fawn's camera went multiplat. It did. It went multiplat. It's gone. It went to the dark side, man. It went to the Nintendo Switch, the one console I don't play. Oh, gosh, that's where it went. But yeah, I don't know. It's, what do you think? Do you think the Gears... a Gears television show is a good thing. I don't know that I'd want a Gears show necessarily.
So they're doing like two things, right? There's Netflix, and one of them is animated, one of them is real life. I don't know which one's which. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the movie or the TV show that's real life. The medium can certainly work, like you're saying with Fallout, right? Last of Us seemed to do pretty well. It can work. It just depends on who's doing it and if they care enough about the source material, right? So
yep.
if you go make your own story out of it, it may not work, right? You know, because the story is already kind of there. It'll piss off the people who already know the story, and it may not attract enough customers to make the new story worthwhile. So it just depends. It just depends on how they implement it. You know, Gears has enough stories to tell. It's just a question of where they go, right? So if they do something that's sort of in the past, they could certainly do something there and not really tackle what's happened with the games. That's an avenue to take, and you don't really cause any headaches, right?
I'm more curious on what they're going to do with the games,
but
with the story, because
yeah,
like a lot of people, I feel like the whole Kate story aspect is good. It's decent, right? It's not bad, but there's a lot of people out there that don't like it, and there's a lot of people that are upset that we had a choice to kill off Marcus's son in the last game, and how are they going to go forward with that in the next installment? Is he dead? Like, I killed him off.
Did you see the thing from his voice actor?
Yeah, he's kind of alluded to, like, he was going to be back, and that's not cool, because I killed him off in my game. So how do you explain that? How do you explain that he's back?
I don't know. I don't know what they do with all that.
I don't know what they're going to do. I think at this point, you just go on a different, totally different type of story, and you use Marcus Phoenix because he's the best badass of the game, in my opinion. Yeah. I've always liked his character. Maybe you start over. I don't know. Reboot. I don't know. I don't think they can continue this game and put his son back, DJ, back into the game. I think it'd be weird.
JD, right? Yeah.
Or JD, not DJ. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's dyslexic.
It is an interesting one. I don't know. That one's, I mean, just the fact that he kind of confirmed that we might find out. So I guess it's just more confirmation that we're going to see something in the June showcase about Gears 6, I'm guessing.
I really want to see what it looks like, because right. honestly, the Coalition, if there's any game to really, like, wow you visually, besides Hellblade, you know,
yeah,
that wow you visually and have good game mechanics, that's the Coalition and with Gears.
Yeah, and hopefully it's 60 on console. We'll see.
Snow Dragon with the 2 says Halo was a big risk because game story is not drama. Well, it's not. It wasn't a total big. Well, it was a big risk with how they dealt with it. You're right. But I thought that they should have just stuck to source material and they would have been all right. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't just stick to the source.
There's plenty of emotion in the game. There's plenty, like, yeah, so I don't know. There's plenty of good drama in the game. I think there's plenty there. You just have to adapt the gameplay parts of it into actual story elements. Yeah. Having just done that with my book, because that was supposed to be a game, I understand some of the challenges, but ultimately it can be done.
By the way, his book, get it at shopchani.us. It's right, in right the, there. And it's also in the chat right now. So that's Hargeet's new book, all written from Hargeet. This is not ChatGPT, folks. This is Hargeet's own story.
New book, yes.
Can you tell people about that story a bit? Just a synopsis or something?
The back of it has like the caption. I might have to, let's see if it'll let me leave it there. No, it won't. Okay.
Just tell us like what it's about.
I mean, that caption just tells you exactly what it is.
Okay, so. There it is. 65 million years ago, a meteor crashed into Earth, causing a mass extinction event that wiped out the dominant dinosaur species. But what if that didn't happen? Find out on this mysterious world. This one's, you know, I'm just kidding. Okay, so I like the premise. So you're saying there's dinosaurs?
You can go from there, right? Dinosaurs. So things are different on Earth. Let's just say that.
I like that. Angry Hippie with the five. Thank you very much, Angry. He says, the anime should be an Emergence Day movie. Live action. Gears 1-based TV series with Bautista as Marcus. You know what? Here's the thing. I saw that Bautista really wants to play it as Marcus. Maybe I'm just a hater. I don't like Bautista. I don't care for him. He was great as Drax in that, what is it? God, it eludes me.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of the Galaxy. Great as that character. Yeah. Everything else I've seen him in, I don't care. But yeah. But yeah.
He has to play a like a muscle bound, cog, soldier dude. You could probably do that, right?
The only thing that I like about him possibly doing it is the fact that he understands the source material.
Yeah.
He's played the games. He loves Gears. Yeah, to that effect, I could say, that's great that an actor would be that involved. Because, there's a lot of actors out there that play these video game adaptation, these movie adaptations of video games, and they have no clue about the video game. Mm. And you can tell. But,
yep.
Yeah. What's his name? Henry Cavill. Cavill is
the doing Witcher. The...
Yeah, but he's also he's doing Warhammer, Warhammer, because he loves Warhammer. He's a big gaming geek, apparently.
Yep.
That's cool. Yeah, I told my wife about that because she, sometimes she craps on my gaming and stuff. And I'm like, you know that Henry Cavill guy you think is cute? Yeah, he's a big gamer. He's more of a nerd about these games than I am. So... there it is.
Yep.
Anyways, folks, I want to thank everybody for coming out today. I appreciate everybody. I'm sorry about the camera issue. I am going to probably spend the next 4 hours trying to fix it because that's how I am. When something breaks like this, it really pisses me off because I try to give you guys the best show I can. And when things mess up, it really upsets me. But anyways, I want to thank everybody for showing up today and dealing with this mess and listening to me and Hargeet. And also, make sure you go out and get Hargeet's book. Of course, it's in the description, as I've been saying all show, and also in the chat yet again. Of course, that's called Emergence. Pick it up. Hargeet. Tell everybody what you're going to be doing next. And, I know it's going to be a podcast every day as it has been.
Yeah. 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 I'm jumping into Web Days right after this. So, their podcast next. And then next, I think it's just going to be on Wednesday, Boom's podcast, Double Barrel Gaming is the channel, Primetime Gaming, 7 p.m. US Eastern.
Nice.
Check that out. And then Friday, On Point for Gamers, See Money and Doodle, the Night Shift podcast, 6 p.m. US Eastern on Friday. Yes. And then we'll be back here. Barring any weird things that happen, who knows? All sorts of news can break at any time. We'll see what happens, right?
Got some breaking news right now. Not for gaming, but folks, this Wednesday on this mysterious world, I have secured a guest, a paranormal researcher that deals with ghosts, EVPs, and various other things. So I will be talking with him this Wednesday. So check me out on This Mysterious World over there. I love jumping between topics of gaming and then the paranormal and stuff. This is going to be cool. I'm glad that, It's going kind of fast over there, man, because having a guest right away like that, man, that feels great. Anyways, with that said, I want to thank everybody for showing up here and everybody listening after the fact on demand. I appreciate you. Snow Dragon, thank you with the late $2 super chat saying one more thing. Fallout 4 update, a disappointment. Yeah, we talked about that earlier. It's really not that great. It gives you 60 frames and it breaks a lot of mods. Thanks a lot. Fonz, I've had dinner with the Warrens before they passed away. The Warrens. Which Warrens? I don't know who he's talking about. Anyways. Oh, the Annabelle doll. Oh, that's creepy. Yeah, those dolls. And they've got that doll island thing going on. That one island with all the dolls and stuff. Oh, my God. That'd be a nightmare to spend a night there. Ghosts are woke, says Taichi Suzuki. No, they're not. They're not woke. I don't know if I actually believe in it. But again, it's entertainment. It's something to talk about. And there is a lot of weird stuff in the world that happens without explanation. And that's the kind of stuff I like to delve into. So meet me over there on that channel Wednesday, and we'll have a good time. We'll have a good time. Anyways, with that said, everybody, thank you for showing up. Until next time, game on.